Congratulations, the Beavers, a great win. Offensively wise, you couldn't ask for a better night of execution.
No, you know, we came out kind of building on last week as far as kind of getting the whole offense rolling. I think tonight we were a little more balanced as far as the passing and the running goes. Mm-hmm. Our line came out and executed, you know, I thought probably the best they had all season, which, you know, is kind of to be expected as we, you know, make our way through the first three games. But, you know, came out overall offensively and were pretty effective.
Well, you mentioned the line executing as well. They rarely, rarely do you ever see a three-man front by opponents. And, you know, it's kind of a rarity just blocking assignments and such tonight, and they did a good job of executing that.
Yeah, you know, Coach Turner does a great job with the line right there, you know, getting them ready for, you know, all fronts that, you know, we may see. I'm sure, you know, next week probably go back to, you know, more of your traditional 4-4. But tonight, you know, Goodland goes in there with that three-man front, and we are able to kind of take advantage in some aspects of the running game as far as our, you know, kind of our base plays go. But, you know, the line did a great job firing off the ball and giving our backs, you know, really, you know, 3-4 yards, you know, through that front line where we really weren't getting touched a whole lot. And, you know, when Wyatt and Cooper and Chance and all those guys get a little room, they're pretty dangerous.
Once again, it's assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. 65-12 Beaver winners here tonight. And two rushers over 100 yards, one almost 200 unofficially I had, and three over 60 yards rushing, and unofficially around 523 yards of rushing offense. The defensive side, it was almost kind of a bend but don't break for most of that first half. And, you know, Colt Traxel, pretty good athlete, did a very good job getting the plays Scott City did on defense when they needed to, forcing some turnovers to do interceptions after Goodland had drove down the field and stopped him on a fourth down and goal at the 5-yard line in their opening series. And you got to be proud of that. It's kind of described it in the broadcast as bend but don't break.
Yeah, absolutely. We did have some big plays that we gave up. Our secondary wasn't probably as sharp as they could have been or should have been. But, you know, overall, you know, we didn't give up on the plays. So, you know, they had a couple of big plays, and we you know, ran them down from behind and were able to let our defense, you know, first and 10 or, you know, first and goal from the 5, and they kind of hung in there and stopped them, especially, you know, that first drive of the game right there was big for us to go down there after they drove all the way down and get a big stop right there, kind of set the tone for us. And then we, you know, we get the ball and let our offense kind of take over. But, you know, the defense, we've got the ability to make some pretty big plays, you know, in the past, you know, pass coverage and things like that. And, you know, another week of practice and we'll get better and better, sharpen up some assignments, I guess. But, you know, overall, they did pretty well.
Well, guys, now turn your attention. Enjoy the 65-12 win tonight here. And it's going to be a battle of 3-0 teams with Holcomb overtime win over Ulysses, 17-14. A 30-yard field goal made in overtime by Holcomb to get the win. And maybe a little bit of an upset to many, but that was Holcomb's a pretty solid team. You lose Heath Tucker from a year ago. You see Coach Kent Teeter from Goodland go down to Holcomb, bring his son and quarterback, and plug in a quarterback, and whew, they have a lot of weapons as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, their offense is going to be, you know, it's explosive. You know, they can hit you from a lot of different, you know, a lot of different ways right there. They've got big receivers, pretty long, pretty tall. You know, you got the Van Cleve kid out there. They're dangerous. We're going to have to get to work on them. They're going to have to get on the film this weekend and definitely focus in and be sharp. We need a great week of practice, you know, all 4 days right there leading up to the game. So, you know, Coach O'Neill, Coach Turner, you know, they'll get to looking at it pretty hard probably tomorrow. And, you know, we'll go from there at practice. But, you know, definitely we're going to have to sharpen up some things defensively. Offensively, we're going to have to make sure that, you know, we keep improving right there because obviously, you know, third weekend, there's still plenty of room for improvement. But next week's going to be pretty dangerous.
Absolutely. Getting to the meat of that GWAC schedule with some pretty big home games coming up. And that starts off with Holcomb next Friday night. And the winner will have still be undefeated with a couple games left in the league. And it's going to be an exciting one with homecoming as well. And Coach Gentry, appreciate you joining us here post-game. And we'll talk to you next week and have a good trip back.
All right. Thanks, Adam.